Log Talk Radio.
Sometimes I don't do this so good, but welcome to another Norm at Night. The Republican primary, it's actually getting a little tiresome, but the real interesting thing tonight is that Mitt Romney is running really strong in Alabama tonight. So this could get very interesting before the night's over. Now, they tell me that the, what did they tell me? I've been hearing on the news all day about the rising gas prices and how they're driving President Obama's popularity points down. So, what do you think about that? Do you think the Republicans, when they pick a candidate, are going to have any real chance here in the election against Barack Obama? The other big news is I'm doing the show tonight for the very first time on a brand new Toshiba laptop computer, which came into my possession, oh, I was going to say recently, yesterday. I'm very excited to have my new computer. And it's really, really cool. It's a Toshiba. It's a notebook. It's got 8 megabytes of RAM. I'm really happy about that. It's got a 750 gig hard drive. It's pretty damn fast, which is really kind of cool. And yeah, I haven't had a laptop since I parted company with the School of Virginia. So we'll just leave it at that. But I got a bunch of lines open. We're going to talk about anything that you like. We got Rachel Maddow blobbing away on TV right now. I'm gonna turn that off. For some reason, my big computer is not working real well with my Skype. I'm not really positive why, but we will see what tonight brings. Let me go check in the chat room and see if we have anybody here. Nobody in the chat room, but I'm hoping that a little later. Well, this is kind of an interesting thing. Nobody ever really asked me to do this before, but I'm going to do it because it's kind of tickled me pink. Student from my days in Annapolis has become a budding filmmaker. You know, he left St. Mary's in Annapolis, went and studied film and TV at Howard University. Now he's a budding young filmmaker, an indie, living down in D.C. And he's got an opportunity to go to the Cannes Film Festival as an internship and do some really interesting work with some really big names in the film industry. This is a once, really, I know people use this all, but this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for Mr. Garrett. His name is Steve Garrett, and I'm hoping he's going to call in later and talk to us some more about exactly what is going on with his show and with his thing. But just go to Facebook. There's a search for a guy named Steve Garrett, 2 R's, 2 T's, I think. Wow. Just search for Steve Garrett and his group. And if you could find it in your heart, you know, there's a lot of information there. You can give him a donation to help him. I guess the problem is getting there and getting back. I mean, that is the fare is not included, I guess. And so he's going to have to do that himself. So I'm hoping Steve will call in later, but these primaries, holy moly, they're turning out to be really pretty interesting. Mitt Romney is making a real run at the Alabama primary. And, well, let me see. I'm hoping everybody can hear me all right, because I'm not 100% sure. Well, I hate to put my USB microphone into here because I'm not sure it will continue to be working, but I hope it will. Somebody give me a call and let me know if you can hear me. That's remember now, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. I'm really loving this new computer here. It sort of put a little snap in my step. And the Toshiba, I've had Toshiba laptops for forever, it seems. But anyway, I got a bunch of things going on here right now. Okay, I hope you can still hear me. I'm speaking right at my microphone. And but what I got to do is I got to get a Twitter feed up somewhere. And I'm going to do it here on the laptop. No, not the laptop. I'm sorry, on the desktop. You know, I'm wondering if maybe, there we go. Oh, gosh, well, y'all know that I'm a teacher kind of guy, and there's all kinds of teacher stuff going on my oh, my God. Cleo DeLeo just took a poke at President Obama. She says the man would rather watch basketball than CNN on primary night. Well, I wouldn't be watching CNN, Cleo, if you're listening. I'd be watching the Rachel Maddow show. I really like Rachel. She is the cat's meow. I didn't think this through when I tried to do this whole thing. But one thing leads to another. You know, some people can type, you know, and but I can't. Oh, God, I probably spelled Rachel wrong. But anyway, but Cleo DeLeo is a, what do you call it? A, Ron Paul fan. And I mean, I agree with her in one, point of view. Ron Paul's probably the only Republican that I could bring myself to vote for. The Republicans don't nominate Ron Paul. I'm going to vote for Barack Obama. Of that, there doesn't seem to be any question in my mind. If you have an opinion about it, the number's 347-945-6713, and you can give me a call right here on the Norm at Night show. I would like that a lot. And that would be pretty cool. I guess because I had a Blog Talk open on the laptop and a Blog Talk open on the big computer that they wouldn't work. So I had to close the big computer, and now I'm working here on the laptop. It's getting close to having to make a final commitment to the trip to Alaska this summer. I'm really kind of looking forward. Oh, gosh. But money's become a real issue. The Norm at Night show isn't exactly knocking the socks off the advertising business. And I don't quite have any information popping up here on the screen. So wait, I got some new tweets. Let's see what's there. Yeah, I probably should open Twitter on this computer. I got all kinds of goofy things going on. But I did some work and got some capital together and made an investment in BC Technologies, the life of the hashtag. There's the complicated mama. I love her. If you go on Twitter, I fully suggest that you pay some attention to the complicated mama. Her name is Corina Gracia. Nice Italian woman. Still nobody in the chat room. I'm still waiting on that call from Steve Barrett. 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. And so what's happening in your lives these days? Give us a call. We can talk about anything you want tonight. Although this primary is starting to get really interesting. You know, I think I'm going to leave the TV on and see what happened. Menu. You know, there's one of my, what's the word I'm trying to, ever watch somebody watch their TV? I don't understand these days why everybody seems to have five or six remote controls to run their TV. It's like driving a spaceship. I don't understand why. Oh, God. It was a beautiful day here in D.C. A beautiful, beautiful day. And I enjoyed it 100%. I got to figure out how to put some audio clips on so that when I got to go get my coffee like I do right now, it's in the microwave, that the air doesn't go dead. You think for somebody that's had over 52,000 listens to the show that I could do better than I do, but I'm not. So you want to talk about Afghanistan and the soldier who went off his rocker? Yeah, walks into a town, shoots 16 people, walks to another town, shoots some more people, and walks back to the base. Afghanistan has got to stop. I mean, it just has to stop. You know, the president's trying to show he's got a big swinging dick, but who cares? You know, soldiers are dying. This poor guy's on his fifth tour, first to Afghanistan. His life is over. They're now even talking about the death penalty. You train somebody to be a killer and you keep sending them into kill zones, you can't be surprised when they kill people. That's always used to freak me out at St. Mary's. You know, all this Catholic stuff. Yeah, I'm a Catholic. I'm into it, all this Catholic stuff, peace, the Sermon on the Mount, the corporate works of mercy, all that stuff. And then it's right next to the Naval Academy, and they just think the cat's meow is sending a kid to learn how to be a warrior. Mississippi. Right now, it's too close to call. About half the votes in, and too close to call. Right now, there is two for two.
34% for Alabama, 34% for Lipton, 29% for Newt Gingrich, and 28% for Mitt Romney against
Romney's hanging in there with Santorum and Gingrich. There's no doubt about that. That is, oh, that'll make the pundits really happy, as they'll have lots of stuff to talk about tomorrow. Oh, boy. Well, we're about 30 minutes in. I still haven't had a call from Steve Garrett. But remember, folks, he's a budding young filmmaker, and he needs money to go to the Cannes Festival in France. And if you could, you know, give him a couple of bucks, go to Facebook, find them, find the group for Steve Garrett, the Facebook group to send them to the film festival, and, you know, look him up. You'll find it. It'll be there, and send them there. You know, there's another group. Well, I like to go every Thursday that I can to hear them play their music at the Zoo Bar in Washington, D.C., and that is the Big Boy Little Band. I do love the Big Boy Little Band, and hopefully things will be going well for them there. But they're trying, you know, you want to go and dump some money in the tip bucket on a Thursday. They're trying to raise money to make their second album. The first album, I really like it. It's Big Boy Little Band live on FM radio, and it is a great album. Every song on the album, I think, is a great song. Which, by the way, got me to my wife's urging. I got the old accordion out. Maybe I'm going to try again. We'll see what happens. Let me check the chat room, see if anybody's in there. Nope, nobody's there. I guess maybe people have trouble because of the change in the clocks. Isn't it really nice now that it's daylight till almost 7:30, and every day it's going to get a little longer till we get into June when it'll be light till almost 9:30? I love the spring. I love watching things come alive. Give us a call, 347-945-6713. Tell us what's coming alive in your yard, what your weather is like today. But anyway, that's about all that's cooking. We're just waiting here for news on the primaries. You know, Rachel Maddow is going round and round here right now about the new voting laws. It's really interesting. I don't know how I feel about this, you know, because I would never think of going back twice. But I guess I could. I think my son's still registered in the Maryland rolls. And, well, I guess I look like a, maybe I would have trouble voting, because when they asked me the date of birth, I could give it. But I don't think too many people, after taking a look at me, would believe that I was born on the 19th of September of 1982. They don't have much trouble believing I was born on the 20th of September in 1950. But that's where we are right now. I am waiting for Steve Garrett to call in. Oh, God, somebody just what? I don't know. You mean Oh, God, they're asking me for a rest. I think I threw it out, to be honest, when I cleaned up the kitchen.
Could not vote under the restrictions of the new law.
Anyway, oh, God, I just got in trouble. I cleaned the kitchen today, and we had a wonderful, wonderful pork roast, and it was delicious, but I threw out the recipe today. You know, I looked at it, and I wondered. I should have known. Oh, my gosh, Mitt Romney's leading in Mississippi right now. Holy mackerel. Santorum's leading in Alabama. Gingrich is second. A lot of interesting things, but one of my Twitter friends just said, finally watching Bowling for Columbine. If you've never seen that movie, Bowling for Columbine, I really suggest you watch it, because it is a great, great movie. It really is. It's very well done. I am a Second Amendment person. I do believe that citizens have to be able to have guns in their hand to keep the government off our backs. However, that movie, if anything, would convince me to go to the other side of the aisle or issue on this. After my children, it would be Bowling for Columbine. Yeah, I'm a Second Amendment person, but I have no guns in the house. I've always believed that all that happens with guns in your house is that your kids find them, and then bad things happen to your kids. But I should have a gun somewhere, I guess. At least if I believe in the Declaration of Independence, which I do, I should be able to resist the government if it becomes necessary to dissolve those political bonds. Because you can bet if I dissolve the bonds, they ain't letting me go peacefully. Maybe they would. As long as I don't go anyplace too valuable. You know, I just saw another search engines replace teachers and parents. Yeah, that's an interesting question. My daughter called me this afternoon, wanted to discuss some things for her sociology class. I don't know if she could have found that in a search engine, I don't believe. She couldn't have found that in a search engine. And I don't think I could have made a video of it or something and put it out there for somebody to find. Because the discussion we had, it was, the discussion we had was a particular discussion about a sociologist. You know, we were talking about Emile Durkheim and his general ideas, but we were applying them to particular things inside of our own experience. Still don't have anybody calling in. 347-945-6713. And they're all still close to call. It's really interesting. We have, let's go look in chat. Colt's not here yet. I didn't hear him from Steve Garrett. I'm kind of disappointed, but oh well. I haven't heard from Big Boy Little either, and, you know, I toot his band here all the time. I do love going to the Zoo Bar on, what do you call it? Thursday nights for the blues jam, or the first Saturday of the month when Big Boy plays. I mean, he's the headline band at Zoo Bar. They play all over the D.C. area, and they play great, great blues music. And I don't know who listens or who doesn't listen to the show, but a shout out to Paul Seitz. I really was hoping that as much as we've knocked heads over some things, I really wished he could win the Virginia Independent School basketball championship with his girls team, because he, if anybody deserves it, he probably does. And also, congratulations for being named Administrator of the Year. If you're a school person and you would like some independent some independent technology God, am I going to give Ed hell? He's not sharing tweets on the Ed Show tonight because of special coverage on the primaries. What the heck is that all about, Ed? Come on. Takes 30 seconds to report the results as they come in.
Innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow, innovation for home.
Cleo Leo says that Obama won the Alabama and Mississippi primaries in 2008. That's interesting. Well, there's a lot of black people who live in the South, and none of them voted for Hillary. Though, actually, Hillary probably did more for African Americans in this country simply by length of service and political persuasion than Barack Obama ever did. But that is something that nobody ever really wants to talk about. I do remember in the Maryland primary facing that dilemma to vote for Hillary or to vote for Barack Obama. Yes, I voted for Obama. I thought he was going to end the wars as soon as he got into office. I guess I wasn't listening close enough. Anyway, I'm going to go get my coffee, and I'm going to just do American blues for a minute while I'm gone. Here we go.
I got a lot of bad habits.
A lot of bad habits.
I got a lot of bad habits.
Democrats and Mitt Romney each with 29% of votes. We're watching as the percent of
everything is too close to call. Alabama. Santorum's ahead, 12,000 to 11, almost 13, 12,806, 11,108 for Gingrich. Anyway, come on, somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713. It is no fun to be talking to myself here. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to bitch about, anything you want to attack me about. I've said some attackable things in my time. Nothing too interesting. Nothing too interesting in the tweets right now. Oh, wait, here's one from Jane McGonigal. Actually, you'd want to read a book. Read her book. And I'll talk to you about Now to Play. Now to Play. For those of you new to this game, oh, wait a minute. This is kind of interesting. Those of you, oh God, no, I lost this. I answer any question asked of me on a flight. All right, we're going to ask you about we're going to ask her, is she a Republican or a Dem? And let's see what happens. Okay, who says Jerry McGonigal? She wrote a great, great book called Reality is Broken, which I fully and wholeheartedly recommend. Hold on a second. Oh, God. I got the mouse. Go ahead, Colt, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Did you hear? I didn't see you in the chat room, so I'm not sure you've been listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually only just got on like a couple minutes ago, so.
Yeah, well, feeling... good. Him on.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good, so.
Looks like Mitt Romney, he's actually got a shot in both these primaries.
From what I'm looking at, it's I'm getting feedback, but he's in like third place. He's not.
He's losing by 2,500 votes in Mississippi right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a shot, and it's even closer in Alabama.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Old Ronnie Paul coming in with his big 5%.
Yeah, well, he didn't campaign in either state, so what can you expect there? You know? I think he's in Hawaii or something.
It's taken more than 3 months of primaries in caucus.
Given the choice, I'd be campaigning in Hawaii. Hell yeah.
yeah, that's right. Hawaii is tonight.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the soldier who goes crazy?
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Not much, you know, I noticed the information is very nominal. The last thing I heard, they were questioning whether alcohol was involved. I don't know.
Well, now they're talking about the death penalty.
I'm sure it's a possibility. But we haven't, I don't remember the last.
That guy Obama will lose the election.
I don't remember the last time the Army instituted the death penalty.
They didn't hang anybody for rape in, what's that place, Iraq?
No, I think we have to go way back. Wasn't it World War II?
Yeah, maybe it was all
I
the way
back. I think we go back. Yeah, because remember there was a movie about the last man executed and he was executed.
Oh, that's right. That's
firing
right.
Squad. But the Army has not utilized death penalty in a very long time. You know.
They didn't even, Lieutenant Kelly, they let him go to jail.
Oh, yeah. And he ended up with a, I don't know what we call it, but a minimum security cell where he had all sorts of privileges and it wasn't that bad. I mean, you know. So, yeah, there was a lot of controversy there, too.
Let me see if anybody else has come into the chat room. No? Hey, Jeff. 11607, join us on the air. What do you think about what's going on? 347-945-6713. We'd love to hear from you. We're closing in on 53,000 listens. Things are starting to pick up again.
He continues to describe himself as a real conservative. This is the guy who voted against right to work. This is the guy that voted to fund Planned Parenthood.
What channel do you have on? I have MSNBC.
I always watch Rachel. I used to hate because she had no neck, but it looked like she got surgery and had her head raised.
Oh, she looks fine. I just saw her. You got to get off. I mean, the physical appearance. I mean, you know, I've heard a lot of criticism and whatever. But she's extremely bright and witty, and that's all I care about. So,
yeah,
even though I don't agree with 90%.
No. Hold on a minute here. If she was ugly and just as witty and just as whatever you said, she wouldn't be on the air.
I don't know. Have you ever?
Okay,
have you
tell
ever
me
seen
an ugly woman on the air?
Oh well, yes, I could. I mean, I could find. I know one, in fact.
Who?
The German reporter on CNBC. I mean, she does all. Her name is Greta something. I forget. But anyway,
Greta's not ugly.
Huh?
I don't think Greta's ugly.
Greta from Germany? Hang on a minute. I don't know. I don't see her very often because she's on like early morning. And now I have to go to CNBC. Oh, it would be hard to find her, I think. Yeah, because mostly on CNBC you have some very attractive women. That's what keeps them in there, you know. Especially Maria. Maria Bartiromo?
I'm sorry?
Do you know Maria Bartiromo?
Oh, the one that looks like they put too much stuff in her lips?
Well, she's like a little miniature Sophia Loren.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! They put too much, collagen in her lips.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't think she did that. I think, because they've always been there. I mean, I've watched her for a long time. And, I think she's all real, totally, you know. But anyway,
hey, wait, here's another caller. Hold on.
Oh, good for you.
Hey, you're on with Norm at Night and the Cult. What do you want to say?
Hello, Norm? What's going
yes.
on? This is Steve Garrett.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Hey,
I'm good. How are you?
In Radio Land, we got Steve Garrett on the line. I said he might come on a little earlier, and I'm glad he has.
How have you been?
He was a budding filmmaker from my days in Annapolis, went on to Howard University, majored in, we used to call it radio and TV. I don't know what they call it nowadays.
Yeah, mass media and film production.
But he got steeped as a tremendous opportunity to go to the Cannes Film Festival. I'm going to let him tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your platform, Steve.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Basically, just about 2 weeks ago, I was notified that I was accepted into an internship with Festival de Cannes in France, and it's for their Network Connection program. And basically, I've been working as an actor at Howard University, and also I attend right now my last year at the University of the District of Columbia. I'm finishing up school there now. But basically been working as an actor in D.C. I've done some vignettes already for the FBI, the IRS, working for Central Casting USA, and pretty much working on my own production company right now at this point. And as an actor, the next best thing that I'm trying to do is go to Cannes, because I'm trying to meet all of these professionals that are in the industry in hopes of getting a job in with one of these production companies or side-by-side with one of the celebrity actors. And right now I'm trying to raise money. I've created a Facebook page. You can get to it through my Facebook page. My name is Steve Garrett, and that's S-T-E-V-E-G-A-R-R-E-T-T. And you can get to it through my Facebook page and through my email. You can also donate as well to my PayPal account. And my email for the PayPal account is adamantine11, and that's spelled A-D-A-M-A-N. T-I-N-E, as in, like, the diamond, adamantine diamond, the number 11, .com. And so that's pretty much what I've been doing just now.
And that is just wonderful, and I hope that good things happen. So what are some of the things that your company's working on now?
Well, right now we're trying to do we're working on a bunch of webisodes. And pretty much going to be college-oriented. We're going to begin shooting this summer. And right now we have just sort of a cliche of scripts that we're working on, just on a basic life ideas. It's sort of our concept on pretty much putting into visual display what we didn't learn growing up that we learned on our own in college. So
very
we want to put that in sort of like a comedic scenario on film, basically.
Oh, and what you didn't learn in high school either.
Yeah, a lot of things that I didn't learn in high school that I had to find out the hard way through college and in the real world.
Yeah, I wonder how Ginny's coping with Newt Gingrich and the boys.
Right.
I wonder if the, I was having a conversation with another St. Mary's student, one with red hair and freckles, and my daughter, and we were talking about how all the Catholics run around pretending that, they listen to the Pope and all this other good stuff, and they're all
right
on the pill, and when it comes down to it, it's all just show.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I saw that you were having a little political debate earlier on the show. Who are you favoring these days?
Who am I favoring? Well, it looks like I'm going to have to vote for the president again, but there's always hope.
Right.
There's nobody on the Republican side. Well, I could vote if I could vote for Ron Paul. I'm not going to tell a fib.
Right. Yeah. I would agree with that one. That's probably the only thing I could agree with.
I may go I don't know what I want to do when the Maryland primary is coming up in April.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go either way.
Right.
If you're a Democrat, you can go vote in the Republican primary if you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those open primaries. Well, I can't decide whether I'm going to go in the Republican primary and vote for Buddy Romer. I love Buddy. Or if I'm going to go.
Have you heard anything about the? Have you heard anything about the caucuses tonight?
About
in Alabama and Mississippi.
Yeah, right now it's anybody's game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got out of class not too long ago, so I haven't been able to keep myself updated.
In Alabama, Santorum has a 4,000 vote lead right now.
Wow, really?
And with only 5% of the vote in, 15% of the vote in, and it's about the same in Mississippi.
What's Ron Paul trailing behind in that one?
Oh, Ron Paul, he's got like 5% of the vote. He's
I thought he was going to do better in Mississippi.
No, he didn't campaign there.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, okay.
No,
he was.
I don't blame him. I'd go to Hawaii, too, to campaign.
I probably would, too, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if I've just started to notice them on YouTube, and they're really extraordinarily interesting. They're little five-minute movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're complete complete films. And they do the whole thing in 5 minutes. Who was that English teacher that did those 10-minute Hamlets?
Hmm.
Oh, O'Hearn.
Hmm.
10-minute Hamlet.
Don't you? Well, maybe you didn't have him.
Hmm.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't. Yeah, it's probably been a little while since I've been there. I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna look it up now.
They were hilarious. And
that was
so nice to go to Keynes. Have you been to, what's the one out in Colorado? Sundance?
No, I haven't been to Sundance. But definitely after Cannes, I would love to go to Sundance. It was fortunate because I had some friends actually last year who went to Cannes from Howard University and in UDC, and they told me they had a wonderful experience going. And I felt like, to be honest, from what they were telling me, they had more fun than they did business fun. And so I'm thinking maybe I want to take advantage of
being
with that.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with fun, but, you know, for a two-week program where you're sort of basking in the ambience of professionals in the career you want to pick, I feel like my fun would be more geared to meeting these people and trying to obtain a job, at least. I mean, I definitely want to experience France, and I definitely want to get out and travel, but my main goal right now is to...
And when you come back later in the summer, actually, the real place to go, although most people wouldn't call it a film festival, but I'd love to go, is to Burning Man.
Burning Man?
Burning Man.
Burning Man. Now you're in my neighborhood.
Burning Man.
Yeah, Colt, you would fit right in at Burning Man. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I had plenty of chances to go and didn't. And, you know, well, I told you I had a house guest this year. And she was here just to go to Burning Man, you know. So. But
now I have to look into that some more.
Yo, Burning Man sort of Crystal Beach on steroids.
Yeah, oh, and acid.
Yeah. Although Crystal Beach was quite the place.
Right. Well, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to post this information up. I really appreciate
it. Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad you called.
Oh, man, I've been watching some of these statuses for some time now, but I didn't know you were accepting call-ins and stuff like that. I'd definitely do that.
347-945-6969. 6713, you got 4 minutes and 30 seconds to try to take my head off, but I guarantee you.
Oh, why would anyone want to do that?
Yeah, I don't think I decapitated
you. You're talking to the Rush Limbaugh on the left. But thanks for calling, and
no problem. Thank you. And feel free to keep passing that message out. That email that I gave out earlier was adamantine11@gmail.com, and also you already are a Facebook friend of mine, Norm. So you're more than welcome to just pass out that link or spread my name to anybody. Definitely have the same mail there.
And if you're in the mood for some blues music on Thursday night, check out the Zoo Bar.
Oh, I'll be in the mood for some, and I'll check it out.
It's right across the street from the Connecticut Street Zoo.
Right, okay.
Oh, I love the Zoo Bar. I'm a zoo maniac. But anyway, thanks for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, you're welcome to stay on and listen the last 3 minutes if you like, or tune in on your computer.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Norm. I'll be keeping in touch.
All right.
See you later. Have a good night, guys.
Santorum has been projected the winner in Alabama.
They have. Who is it?
MSNBC. They projected Santorum in Alabama.
You're kidding.
No. Now, Mississippi has, let's see what they got here. He's got 29% of the votes in. And he's got 35% of the vote. He's got 9,500 over Romney. So.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Oh, well. Yep. We're going to get more rantings from the Catholic boy. He ain't going away.
I'm a Catholic boy, too, but he's just a wacko.
Yeah, what the hell
he's
was
an evangelical Catholic, and those people are dangerous. That guy's right out of Opus Dei. And if you're an Opus Dei member and you're out there listening, 347-945-6713 is the number. Call right up.
Have you ever heard of Jim Carroll? I know you have. Jim Carroll? He wrote the Basketball Diaries.
I don't know that, no.
Well, one of his most famous songs is Catholic Boy. And I caught him back, let me think. Oh, 79 or 80, somewhere around there. And look him up on YouTube and see if you can catch some of his songs. You will love all that stuff.
What's his name?
He was a poet. Well, he started as a poet and then a writer and then a musician. You know how they travel.
Give me his name again.
Jim Carroll. JimCarroll.
CArroll. Wait a minute. Oh, Jim Carroll.
Jim Carroll, right.
Oh, I was thinking, what kind of name is Jim Carroll? Is that a lad?
Yeah, always.
No, I'm doing this on a new computer tonight.
Ooh.
And the speakers are really kind of shitty. And I should have done them. Well, we got 18 seconds left, and I'm just going to tell you. Next Tuesday, we're talking about the Hunger Games, so get your book read. I can't put it down. It's unbelievable.
Okay, what was that again?
The Hunger Games.
Oh, Hunger Games. Okay, gotcha.
The movie will open a week from Friday, and so I want to talk about it. On Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it for another week with Norm at Night. We're glad you could come and join us.
And I was all ready to read you some verse of Jim Carroll.
Well,
do I hear it?
For next, speak.
Oh, all right. Very good. Take care, man.
I mean, it's all being recorded now. Nobody's listening.
Oh, okay. Well, if they download, they'll get it.
All right. Talk
all right.
to you next week. Thanks for coming on.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. Good night. Bye-bye.